We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Yishev Nechav Yaakov B'Pitach of Shaliyo. We are in Chulin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, the Perek Elu Trefos. Here we have no choice but to discuss a little bit of anatomy, prepare ourselves for a couple of lengthy Mishnayos, and an introduction to the Mishnah based on the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Perek Dal. The Rambam says the following. You look at the Pasuk, Uvasar Basadet Trefo Lo Sochelu. The Torah speaks about a trefo. We use the word tref colloquially as something that's not kosher. It's not what the word means. Trefa means, literally means an animal that has been attacked. Says in Parshas Mishpatim, Uvasar Basadet Trefo Lo Sochelu. If there's flesh in the field, literally, of a trefa, you're not permitted to eat it. La'kelef tash lichoros, so you can throw it to the dogs, which means another way of saying it's mutar bahana. So the Rambam says the following: trefa hamura batora zusha tarfa oso chayas hayar. The trefa that the Torah is speaking about is where it was attacked by a wild animal, could go on ariv and amir kayutza behen, like a lion or a leopard. V'chein ofsha tarfa oso of hadores. So let's say you have a bird that attacks, like a vulture or something like that. Could go nates or coyotes, but we'll speak about the nates. The nates of also is a bird of prey. You can't say that the animal that attacked it, the bird or the lion that attacked this animal we speak of, that we call a trefer, it can't be that it killed it. Because if it had killed it, then it would have the status of nevela. Nevela, we know, is an animal that wasn't shechted properly. That's not kosher. That's metame b'mago v'masa. So, but trefer seems to be something different. Umali mesa machmas asma ohika b'saif behimiso. What's the difference then? If it died by itself, just died, or it was killed and attacked. Or someone killed it with a knife, with a sword, or it was attacked by a lion. Ha'eno medaber l'elabishenitrufa v'lo mesa. The Torah speaks of, when it says trefa, speaking about an animal that was attacked but did not die. V'im ha'trefa shalo mesa asura yochelim baz ev vigarar agdi baraglo. Well, if trefa that hasn't died is asur, so maybe if a wolf comes and takes a gedi and just drags it with its leg, opens another with its tail, or no, with its ear, v'radaf adam v'hitzilo mepiv, and a person came and saved the goat from the wolf that was dragging it, yeah, so maybe that should be asur. Sharei nitraf, wasn't it attacked? That must be a trefa too. Tamil Lamar, the pasuk says, "V'asar basadet trefa lo sochelu la'kelev tashlichuna." So, that pasuk teaches us, "Achayasa osa basar haro'oy la'kelev." It has to be meat that's fit for a dog. Kol amata. So, what does that teach you? Shah trefa amura b'torah yishet tarfa osa chayas hayar v'shibra osa. The case of trefa of the Torah, it didn't become an avail, it didn't die. It was attacked by a wild animal. It broke it. It maimed it. Venote ilamos. And it's inclined to die. V'adai lomis, but it hasn't died yet. Afal pisha kadam shachata kadam shatamus. So the Torah is teaching us, even if you shech this animal before it dies, it's still alive. Hare zu vastrum shum trefa. That's what the trefa the Torah speaks of, that's us. Ho v'yashar shetichya mimakazu abayla. Why? Because it can't live from this injury. Nim says, Lamed, what do you learn from here? Says the Rabbim Shah Torah, Asra HaMesa V'hiyan Nevela. Number one, the Torah says, if it dies without Shechita, that's called Nevela. But V'asra HaNotelamos Machmas Makoseh, it also prohibits something that's inclined to die, that it's on a way, that it's going to die soon, within a year we assume, V'af HaPisha Adayin L'HaMesa. Even if it didn't die yet, V'hi HaTrefa, that's Trefa, that's something else. And then the Rambam goes on to say that it doesn't matter how it became a trefa. The Torah speaks about an animal attacking it. But it makes no difference. He says, Hoil v'inota lamus mikom akom harezu trefa. It's called a trefa. Ben shaya hagorim bidei basar v'adam. Whether it's by a human being. Ben shaya bidei shamayim or bidei shamayim. Let's say that has some type of illness. And it's going to die within a year. That also has some defect in the animal. That also could be a trefa. Doesn't, it's lav dafka that has to be attacked. Imkein lama neymar b'torah trefa. So why does the Torah say trefa, which has the connotation taraf, taruf, taraf, yosef. It was attacked. Dibar akasuv behoveh. The Torah is speaking just in general. Generally speaking, the animal is injured, has an injury that's going to die from, is usually because it was attacked by another animal. But it could also include where, let's say, because of an illness or because of human intervention, or the animal now has an injury. Shem lo tamar kein, if you don't say that, lo te aser lo oso shenitra v'basad. There was a pasuk say, v'asar basad, trefa lo sochelu. If we take trefa literally, only if it's trefa, it was attacked, taraf, taraf, then you have to take basadeh literally. Only if it's a trefa and it was attacked in the field, but it was attacked somewhere else on the street, so then it's not going to be trefa. Obviously not. Why does the Torah say basar basadeh trefa lo sochelu? Because usually it's the animal becomes trefa by being attacked, and it's usually happening in the field. So therefore, diber hakasuv b'havdish. Inyan hakasuv. What is it therefore pasuk teaching me? Shahanot elamos. An animal that's inclined to die, machmas makosea, because of some type of injury. V'yefshar lo lechios machmas makazu, and it can't live because of this, asura. So that is a little bit of introduction to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is going to list 18 different trefos. In fact, there's a statement at the end of the Mishnah that says that zeha klal, kol she'en kamo achaya trefa, anything that will not be able to live for a year, we assume has the status of a trefa. That zeha klal obviously comes to include something. And there's a whole list in addition to the 18 trefos that are listed in the Mishnah. We're not going to go through those so specifically, but the ones in the Mishnah, indeed, we will. And that's when the Mishnah says, elu trefos v'behema. These are the elu trefos when it comes to an animal. So the first on the list of the trefos of a behema is nikuvas haveshet. The veshet we know is the esophagus. So this is saying that what would make an animal a trefa if one of the 18, the first of the 18, is if the esophagus is punctured. So here you have, this is the food pipe, and there's two layers of skin. So the outer one is reddish, the inner one is a little whitish, and it was saying if it's punctured through, so this is going to be, this is going to make it a trefa. Bar Tanura says, "Imnikav zeh below zeh kshera. If one was punctured without the other, then it is kosher. Nikvu shnehem. But if both are punctured, both of these layers, the outer one which he calls adom, apnimi is lavan. So then, afilu zeh kshelo kenegas. That even if they're not one right in front of the other." Nonetheless, that's going to make it into a trefa. If a kol nekev b'mashu, when any nekev is, it could be any little bit, any small puncture is considered, makes it into a trefa. So that's the first one, the nekuva, the puncture in the esophagus. Ufsuk hasagargeres. This is where the trachea is severed. This is where the majority of the circumference of the trachea is cut. That makes it into a trefa as well. So that's only the circumference. Bar Turner says, "V'davka sheniska nifsika l'rachba in the width, hu dipsula baruba, where most of it has been severed. Avil ba'orka, but if it's its length, shel kaneh, the length of that of the trachea, so that afilu lo nishtar ba el chulya achas lamali, even one of those rings of the trachea above, the letzad harosh towards the head, the chulya achas lamata, one below. So this is where it's severed it lengthwise, and you only have one ring above, one ring below. Samach lekanfeirer, right next." To the lobes of the lung, kshera lifisha calls mancha behema moshechas tzavara yoser hatzedik mismaet veino nira, because when the animal moves its neck, so that puncture, when it's lengthwise, is able to be minimized. It's really not seen at all, and that wouldn't be considered a puncture. So once again, when it comes to the trachea psukas hakagaris, if the majority of the circumference of the trachea is cut, that makes it a trefa. Nikav krum shel moach. The brain has two membranes, there are really three, the dura mater, the arachnoid in the middle, and the pia mater. But we're talking about the two membranes, the dura mater. We know dura like epidural, which like epidermis. Epi is above or on. So an epidural means it goes above, is where the anesthetic goes above the dura. So the spinal cord has a dura as well. So the dura mater is one of the membranes, the pia mater is the other membrane. And here it says, Nikav krum shel moach. The membrane of the brain is punctured. Does it have to be both? So that's the debate. Some say if only the dura mater, the outer membrane is punctured, the animal is kosher. But if the inner membrane is punctured, so then it's going to be a trefa, even if the outer membrane is still there. And I was going to say no, the animal is a trefa. Even if the dura mater, even if the outer part is punctured as well. So that's krum shel moach. That's number three on the list. Nikav halev lebeis chalolo. If the heart, have the wool of the heart is punctured into the chamber of the heart, so that will also make it into a trefa. The bartender adds on, the same thing is true if there's a biv, there's like this kaneh, pipe, v'u kari kaneh balev, that's also, if that is also has a nekev, that's also a trefa. What is that? That may be the aorta, that may be the pulmonary artery. So that also potentially can make it into a trefa. Now this is where there's a puncture. What if there's no heart at all? So we assume anytime there's an organ that would make an animal a trefa if it's perforated, so that certainly if it doesn't exist, it certainly make it a trefa. Now of course, the animal can't live that long without a heart, but let's assume the heart was removed and you shechted it right away, so that before it died, before it became an avela, so that still is a trefa, because even though it lived for a couple of seconds and you shechted it before it died, it's a trefa because it doesn't have a heart, and that should be obvious because even a perforation into the chamber of the heart makes it a trefa. Then the Mishnah says on the next on the list, it is nishbira hashidra v'nifsa kachuchila. If the spine was broken and the chutzela, the spinal cord, was severed. So it doesn't mean that you have to have the, doesn't mean that, this is about the spinal cord, it's not about the spine. The spine, it's usually a spinal cord will be severed if the spine is crushed, but lav dafka doesn't have to be that way. If it's the key is, it was the spinal cord severed, so if the majority of the area around the spinal cord was cut, the animal is going to be a trefa. And that would be true even if the spinal cord itself remains there. And as we said, even if the spine was not going to be broken. Next on the list, the nital hakaved, the liver was removed, v'lo nishtai heminim klum, and there was nothing left of the liver. The animal is going to be a trefa. It sounds like as long as there's a little bit that's left, the animal is going to be kosher. The problem is that in Mishnah Beis, we'll see that you need at least an olive size of the liver to remain in order for the animal to be kosher, not to be a trefa. So that's maybe a machlokas, and we follow later on that in fact that in order for, if not to be a trefa, it has to have at least the remaining kezias worth of the liver to remain kosher, not to be a trefa. Then we move on to the lung. Well, when it comes to a lung that is perforated or it's missing, Rabbi Shimon Omer, so now the Tanakhama is saying if it's perforated or it's missing, Rabbi Shimon Omer, achetina kev leves hasimponos. So I have to explain these two opinions. So the Tanakhama is saying that if the rea is nikva o chasra, that means there are two membranes that cover the lung, and if both are punctured in a way that now air is able to escape from the lung, so then when the lung tries to be inflated, it comes out. So then the pleura is punctured. So that's going to make the animal in a trefa. If only one of those membranes is punctured, so the animal remains kosher. It's not going to be a trefa. What does it mean? Shechasra, it's lacking, it's missing. So that the Bar Tunur says, Shechasra achas mechamesh onos sheyesh lorei. It's missing one of the five lobes. The lungs, that happens to be the right lung, has three lobes, and the left lung has only two lobes. So that's all together, it's five lobes. So any of those onos, any unos are missing. So that's chasra. That means that will make it a trefa as well. So Rabbi Shimon, who says, Ad shetina kev leves hasimponos, the neck of the perforation has to reach the simponos, which are the bronchi. The bronchi are the windpipes that bring the air into the lungs. So according to him, it has to be a really serious nekev, to the point where the nekev reaches the bronchi, penetrates the bronchi, then it's going to be considered a nekev that's going to make the animal into a trefa, and that will affect the lung. There is a lot of discussion, we're not going into all the details, where you could have adhesions on the lungs, which are called sirchos, which are a little bit sticky, and what has to be done afterwards is a bedika afterwards to check the animal after shechted, to check whether or not there's a problem with these adhesions. Maybe that really means there was a puncture in that area. How do you know? Is there a way to figure that out? And you have people who are able to do that bedika to check, and that's why that leads to those without adhesions. It means that it's smooth, and that's what we call glatt kosher. Adhesions could be potentially problematic. They can be checked, but something that's an animal that's glatt kosher means that the lungs are completely smooth. They don't have those sirchos, those adhesions at all. Now we move on to the digestive system. Nikva hakeva. If the keva, that's one of the four stomachs of the animal, or are we speaking about ruminants, obviously, the kosher animals. So if the nekeva has any nekev, or nikva hamara, or the gallbladder has a nekev, so that's already number 9 and 10.
Then it says Nikvu Hadakin, the intestines were punctured. So that's number 11. HaKeres HaPnimi Shenikva, if the inner keres, which is one of the stomachs, we'll talk about that in a second, that was punctured. O Shenikra Rov HaChitzona, or the, let's say the majority of the outer one was ripped. That's number 13, or the majority, the greater part of the outer of these keres, of the keres was torn. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hagadola Tefach, Vahaktana Vruba. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If it's a large animal, so a Tefach will be enough to make it. It has to be a Tefach in order to make it to be torn in order for it to make it a Treif. And if it's a small animal, so you're not going to expect that that the keres is going to have a whole Tefach that's ripped. But Vahaktana Vruba, the majority is ripped. That's going to make it a treifa. Whether Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Tanakhama or maybe he has his own opinion, that's a question. But the halacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda. Just a little background to these names. We mentioned the keres, which is one type of stomach, and the keva, which is another type of stomach. And we're going to mention the hemses, which is another one of the stomachs. So the way it works, the digestive system works of the ruminants, cows, sheep, etc. So we know there are four stomachs. So the first, the food is swallowed. It's not chewed at all. Then it goes into the keres. That's the first of the stomach. And then it moves to the second one, which is called the beis hakosos. Looks a little bit like cups. That's why it's called that. And then it's made, then it's softened and made into cuds. Then the cud obviously goes back to the mouth where the animal chews its cud, as we know, and then it comes down into the hemses. So it starts in the keres, then into the beis hakosos. After the beis hakosos goes back up so the animal can chew it, then comes down to the hemses, which is the third stomach, and then finally into the keva, which is the one that we spoke about. That's the last. That's where the juices, the stomach juices are there. That's the rennet. All of that is, and then of course it goes into the intestines, like you have by regular human beings. So we spoke about the keres, the inner keres that was perforated, or the majority of the outer one was ripped. So those are, as we spoke about, that's the keres, and then the Now we're up to the hemses ubeis hakosos. This is number 14 and 15. Hemses ubeis hakosos shenikvu lachutz. So number 14 is referring to the hemses. It's a little bit out of order. Hemses is the third. Is the third stomach, the second stomach, but they have a neck of lachutz towards the outside. What does that mean? So these are pretty much joined together. So if the puncture is where they're joined together, we'll learn in the next mission, doesn't make it a treifa. But here the hole is towards the outside, not between the two of them where they attach. So with the holes to the outside, nikvu lachutz, that makes it a treifa, whether it happens to the hemses, the third stomach, or the beis hakosos, the second stomach. Then the Mishnah says, number 16 out of 18 is nafla min hagag. If, let's say, an animal fell off a roof, so this is what we call nefula. So the fact that it fell off the roof, that itself could make it into, and then the Mishnah says, shachtamiya, the bartender says, shachtamiya, then you shechted it right before you could tell if it died. That is going to be a treifa, unless, the bartender says, imlo halakha b'ragleha archanam filasa, unless it started walking after it fell. Why? What are we afraid of? Dechayshin shema nisrasku evareh. We're afraid that all of the, there's what we call risuk evarim, there's a concussion of all of the organs, and that would mean that, and that would be considered, because of the impact of the fall, that would make it into a treifa alone. And that's why, unless it can walk itself, we assume it falls off a roof, you have to consider it a treifa, and you can't check it. Well, you have to check if it's able to walk around. And then, nishtabu rov tzalosea, this was number 17 out of 18, if most of the ribs are broken, that's also an issue, though we assume the animal has, with marrow, has 22 ribs. Larger ribs, that's other smaller ribs as well. So if the majority of them are broken, which is 12 out of 22, so then either 6 on each side or 11 on one side and 1 on the other side, in combination that gives you 12, the animal is a trefa. So that's number 17, most of the ribs are broken. And an animal that was attacked or clawed by a wolf. Bartura gives you some details about what does it mean to be clawed, to be attacked by a wolf. He says, number one, it attacks it with its claws. Umetil ba'eres v'sorfar. Apparently, it gives it's all this poison that comes into the animal, into the victim as well. When we speak about drusas as an animal that was clawed by a wolf, we're talking about it was done by its hands, avaloberegel, not by its feet. Vein drusa el midas. It could only be we know that it did it intentionally. Udrusa sha'amru tricha bedik connected beni mayayim. And we speak about you have to check the intestines. Let's say you have a case where you have a suffix, whether it was attacked by a wolf or clawed by a wolf, or maybe it was, but you didn't notice that happened. So you have to check the back, you have to check the stomach, you have to check the sides, you have to check all of the intestines. If you see that the flesh over there is the muscle there is red, then it's going to be a tracer. He says the Bartuna, you know it's a drusa. Then you can check right where it was clawed. Vroa im head im abasa. See if the muscle has been reddened. Then it's going to be a trefa. Vimlavin. If not, then it's going to be ksher. So that is the list of 18 that we have here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, drusas haseev badaka udrusas haari bagasa. Question whether Rabbi Yehuda here is arguing on the Tanakhama or explaining the Tanakhama, but he's saying like this. When it comes to drusas haze'ev, where we say that it's going to make that animal, the victim, into a trefa, that's only by a daka, that's only by a thin animal, literally by a sheep, by a goat. If it's a larger animal, it's a cow, let's say, so drusas haze'ev will not turn it into a trefa. Only drusas ha'ari, only if it is clawed by a lion, do we assume that agasa, behem agasa, is going to become a trefa. And then the Mishnah goes on to explain, similarly when it comes to birds, drusas ha'neitz ba'ofadak. We assume that it's a hawk, a sparrow hawk maybe, if it's the victim was attacked by a neitz, by a hawk, this sparrow hawk, so then that will only make a small bird into a trefa. A large bird attacked by a neitz, we're not making it into a trefa. Udrusas ha'gas, but if it's a gas bird, ba'ofagas. A gas bird will make a larger bird into a trefa. What does that mean? So some claim this is a larger hawk, some claim this is a falcon, and that will make a larger bird into a drusa. Then the Mishnah concludes, this is the general rule, kol she'ein kamoa chaya trefa. Any animal with a similar type of defect wouldn't be able to live. We assume that that is a trefa. And as we said when we started, that there are more than 18, several more than 18, and this statement, this zahaklal, comes to include many other things. It speaks about thigh bone, the femur, and kidneys. It speaks about the spleen, many other things that are included that potentially could or could not make the animal into a trefa. Perikim Amlif Debez tells us what doesn't make the animal into a trefa, and a lot of these are really the opposite of what we had listed in the first Mishnah. So we'll go through these rather quickly. Ve'ilu ksheris ba'behema, these are kosher. Nikva ha'gagares oshenistaka, this is where the trachea was punctured or it was slit. So you don't have that the majority of the circumference was cut, was severed. So ad kama techsa, the question is, how much is allowed to be missing for it to remain kosher like this? From Shimon Gamliel Omer, ad ka isar ha'italki. The isar ha'italki, which is the Italian isar, which is a coin. So he believes that if remains, let's say you have so many perforations in there, and take pieces away from the trachea, so if all of the pieces that are missing all combine together to equal an isar, so that's going to be a problem. But if less than the isar coin, that size, if you put all the pieces together, less than an isar of the skin of the trachea is missing, so then it's going to be kosher. Nifrasa halgulgoles veloni kav krum shel moach. So here, the skull was cracked, but the membrane, the dura mater, or maybe both the dura mater and the pia mater membranes were not perforated. So that's not a problem. Nikav halev, the heart may have been punctured, but veloves chalolo, but didn't actually go into the chamber, into the cavity. Nishbura hashidra, the spine was crushed, velonifsak hachutshala, but it did not affect the spinal cord at all. So that was not severed. So that's also not a problem. Nitla hakaveh v'nishtai hemen kazayis. We mentioned this in the previous Mishnah. The liver was removed, but a kazayis remained. So then it's not going to. So then it's not a trefa. Hemseisu beis hakosa shenikvul zelizlochzeh. Hey, you have the hemseis, which was the third stomach, and the beis hakosa is the second stomach. They have a puncture, but the puncture is not lachutz to the outside where it can be seen, but rather in the place where they joined each other, where it cannot cannot be seen, so that does not make it a treifa. Nital hatzchol, let's say the spleen was removed, doesn't make it a treifa. Nital haklayos, the kidneys were removed, also doesn't make it a treifa. Nital lechi hatachton, if let's say the lower jaw was removed, that does not... that the cheek and the esophagus are still there, but just the lower jaw was removed, so it doesn't make it a treifa. Nitla ha'em shala, the uterus was removed, that does not make it a treifa. The Mishnah in Bechorah says a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Tudus Harofe. Rabbi Tarfon believed, not like our Mishnah, that an animal that's missing a uterus is considered a treifa. Tudus, who was a doctor, said, "No, I'm going to testify that that there's not a, if the uterus is missing, it's not an issue. In fact, that when they had cows in Alexandria, they wanted to make sure that no one would breed them. They would remove the uteruses, and the animals lived for more than a year. They were not treifos. No problem with the fact that the nitzlah ha'em shala, the mother literally means the uterus was removed. That does not make it a treifa. That's the psak halacha, like Tudus Harofe, as our Mishnah says. V'charuso b'dei shamayim. Let's say you have the lung is shriveled up, but b'dei shamayim, meaning there was no puncture, nothing, no human intervention, no animal intervention, but rather through b'dei shamayim, through Hashem, what's happened. Some kahareya, says the Bar Tanura, it shriveled up. V'yafsha kacharaya is what I call the charusa. Charaya shadeku, we know from the Mishnah in Sukkah, these palm branches. So what had that happen? So he says, interestingly, Mekoram Ubarak, maybe from the sound of thunder, they shriveled the lungs shriveled because it's difficult, got scared and breathe. Ubarak, maybe lightning. So that's going to be Kshera. What about Bidei Adam? What if there is human intervention to the lungs and that's how they shriveled? Kugon Shehiv Isa Adama Ushar Kalabrios. Let's say a human being scared it, or some other, or Kugon Shagasari, the roar of a lion, Kol Shachal Trefa. So some other. So wild animals are scared of it, so then that in fact will make it a treifa. Hechi adinan es the bartunur in bidei adam ksheira, the bidei adam utreifa. How do I figure that out? Whether we're scared or we're shriveled by human intervention, other animal, or bidei shamayim. So he says, this is the test. Bakayitz mevi klicheres levonim uvmalam mayim karim. What do you do? So you bring in the summer, you bring an earthenware vessel and you fill it with water, cold water, maniach harei besocha meisleis, and you leave the lung in it for 24 hours. I hadra bari, if it then comes back in it, you see it's not shriveled anymore, it expands, bidei shamayim, yukshera. So that was bidei shamayim, and therefore it's not a treifa. Vilo hadra bari, but you see it doesn't expand and it's remain shriveled, bidei adam he, then you assume it's bidei adam u treifa. That's in the kayitz. Uvachoref, what about in the winter? Maybe kli cheres shachor. So in the kayitz you bring a white earthenware vessel. Here in the winter you bring a black earthenware vessel. Sheinu mazia kamo halavan, because it doesn't perspire literally, doesn't have the same amount of moisture as the white one. Then my mistainimbo, and the water is not too cold. And then you do the same thing. Some say you bring a kli nechoshes. Okay, you fill it up with lukewarm water. You leave the lung in there for 24 hours, and once again, if it expands, it's kosher, and if not, we assume it's going to be a treifa. Then the Mishnah says, gluda. What's gluda? This is where you have an animal that the skin was flayed off. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Rabbi Meir said, that's kosher, it's not a treifa. Vachachamim post them and say, that is a treifa. Bartunu explains, Shehushat ora me'alea, the animal skin was removed. Im nesharba or kerochav sela al panei hashedra kula. If you have skin, the width of a sela, of a coin, a sela coin, through across the whole spine, the kula, shenim suchulios hashedra kula mechupim, you see all of the vertebrae are basically covered with skin, harizu ksher, then it's still ksher, that's not a trefer. Im nifshat, imene rochav sela al panei kol hashedra, but you have the width of the sela that's in fact removed across along the entire spine, afapi shekol oro kayem, even if you have the rest of the skin is still there, treifa, it's going to be a treifa. So here the Mishnah has a machlokes. Rabbi Meir says it's kasha, chacham is impossible, and the psak halacha is based on whether the width is a sela or not.